kidding.
I'm the worst. I'm the worst.
Could have told you that.
This is why people think you're high always, because you're like, ah, I don't know, I'm just going with the flow, you know?
Bad as shit. People still celebrate graduating as if...
People still graduate, they don't just drop out.
Fucking nerds, dude. Yeah, you're finishing? That's crazy.
One thing about me, I will not close college. Or...
I dropped out of Hebrew school.
Well...
That's the only thing I've ever quit, and gymnastics.
I quit soccer.
But I quit gymnastics and my mom wouldn't let me shave, and I was starting to get bushy everywhere.
Oh, I was bushy.
My mom wouldn't even let me shave my legs or my armpits, like little things. So I'm like, I'm training to be like a professional gymnast, and I'm like so embarrassed because everyone else can shave and I'm the only one who can't. I already had a bowl cut at that point.
Oh, I would sneak to my friend's house and shave in her shower because they were like my second family. And then my mom would get mad and she would like find my electronics or my makeup and she would flush it down the toilet or like stomp on it or throw it out. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Not too. A fan of me feeling beautiful.
I definitely thought everybody shaved. So I shaved and they were like, gay. And I was like, oh, that's crazy. I didn't know that y'all didn't do that.
Wait, your legs or something?
I shaved my arms, and then everybody was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I thought we all did that. And they were like, no. And then, so I never shaved again. And then I started getting tattoos, and then you have another man shave you, like, before the tattoo.
Oh, you got PTSD.
It's the creepiest thing in the world. Having another man just be like, put shaving cream on you.
It is really weird. That's very intimate. Tattoo artists shave you.
Even worse, I was getting my leg done the other day, and he shaved my leg, and we were about to start, and he got a call from his friend. His friend got arrested in airport jail. So his friend's in airport jail, and he was like, bro, we can't do the tattoo. He's like, I got to go get my friend, whatever. And I'm like, but I've already got a shaved leg with no tattoo on it. So now, and then it grows back so uneven because the left one I didn't shave, so the right one I had to shave, and then I had to go back 2 weeks later to actually get the tattoo, so we had to shave it again. So my body hair is just so uneven.
And now I feel like it's probably grown out now.
It's not.
Hey girl, you trying to hit this?
Oh, you know exactly what I need.
When's your most recent tattoo?
The shading around like the stuff. So like just the gray wash.
Okay.
And so we had to shave like the whole thing. So it's super uneven. And I didn't realize I felt.
I was. It does, that one does look shiny. It looks prickly. A little soft.
Can I feel it?
Yeah. It probably feels like a buzz cut.
I need to feel the prickle.
It's pretty prickly.
No, that's almost getting like soft again. I like it pricklier.
I'm sorry, I don't have prickly ass legs.
Yeah, do better. I used to rub my dad's bald head when he got shaved because it felt like peach fuzz. And I was like, I like that shit. Listen, but now I realize I have autism.
Balls that you're like, I used to rub my dad's balls. Them prickly balls.
Hey, speak for yourself.
Wait, you guys
okay?
Also saw your dad's balls?
Yeah, you didn't see your dad's balls? Oh, what are you, a fucking
Every
pussy?
Dude has this story. Every dude has a story about seeing his dad's dick for the first time.
Am I a dude?
Listen, if you've seen
it. Because I have a story.
No, there's no reason you should have seen it.
Yo, seeing your mom's hairy pussy, though, traumatizing.
And her asshole, like, bent over. That was the most mortifying part of my childhood.
My mom
was always naked.
My mom forced her birth photos of me onto me.
Oh, no.
She was like, look it. This is going to be you one day. And it's literally my mom like this, like destroyed from belly button down.
This isn't in the iPhone era. So it's not like she had an album or something on her phone. She
had to pull out fucking Polaroids.
An adult that was like.
Took a Kodak camera.
And they had disposable cameras.
And they had to take it to a CVS and get that thing like to get it printed.
They're blowing on it. My mom's screaming.
Oh, man.
They took that picture and then they took it to CVS, but they were like, these are going to come out fire.
These are going to look so good.
They were like, you see that? Isn't that crazy?
Imagine being the person at CVS printing those and you just see this woman's like pussy.
I feel like there should be a warning for the employees, right?
I feel like employees take that job because that's the job they want.
They want to see the pussy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because back in the day, you used to have to take photos of your nudes. You couldn't text a nude.
Yep.
You had to take like a photo with a disposable camera.
I had to mail that.
Your shit, dude.
Wow, that's actually so romantic. Nudes nowadays are just like, here you go. Well, I mean, not really, but like...
Polaroids changed the game.
Polaroids changed
Polaroids,
the game.
Polaroids, you didn't have to go get them developed.
Yes.
They were like right there. You just kind of wave it a little bit and hand it to somebody.
Yeah, but they were so janky, like for you to try to take a nude with a Polaroid or you have your friends take it for you.
Yeah.
Did your friends ever take nudes of you for like college art classes?
No.
That was not for a college art class at all. That guy.
Yeah, they lied to you. Yeah, they took your nudes and...
Me and my friends were just having this conversation about, like, if we were willing to show each other our thirst traps to be like, hey, bro, is this good?
You guys don't do that?
No.
Girls do that sometimes. Girls do
that. Yeah, but that seems fair. But if I'm like, hey, dude, I know, like, the lighting on this is kind of crazy. It is a good representation of what I have to offer as a person.
Or you're like, yo, it looks sick, right?
Like, this angle is like, should I go up or lower?
Do you see that vein?
What is
right
your
there?
Go-to dick pic angle?
If I'm being like, take a picture right now. I've only sent like 3 in my life and they were all like demanded and I was in a relationship with them. So I was like, I feel obligated to do this. Not a dick pic person. I'm a very in-person person. Like the idea of being like, here's a photo of my penis. I was always told my whole life that that's weird and gross. Even if somebody's asking for it, you're like.
I love getting videos from guys that I'm dating that are like them masturbating and then coming with sound on.
Yeah, like
and
you
I get to
them.
See the cum shot.
Which I make them say crazy. My name as they come too.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
It'd be funny if he just dubbed over it. Like later. He's like,
you voice over. Like,
oh, Jamie.
It's literally an AI voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
he sent it to fucking Brittany earlier and it was just like. He had to just input a different name.
Oh, that's fucked.
Wait, you know what would be sick? You could upload a video of you like doing a jerk off instruction OnlyFans video to AI so they learn your voice and then you say recreate this video in 20 variations and it's your voice and your body and then you don't have to make content anymore.
You're about to ruin the game for everybody.
Wait, you were telling me yesterday about like the Amazon stores have... We're cooking?
Did the stove just go on?
It sounded like the oven.
Oh yeah.
What are we cooking?
I forgot I preheated the oven for pizza.
We should put that in now so it's ready.
Yeah.
Ready.
Oh god.
That is the funniest thing to forget. Honestly, what a legendary move to be like, I forgot we were doing pizza.
That happens all the time, and then we usually burn the pizza.
Oh,
and then we're like so high and we're so hungry that we just eat it anyways. Cheers.
Burnt pizza still hits.
Oh, burnt pizza. I eat the California Pizza Kitchen barbecue chicken.
Oh, yeah.
And I put it in a little extra so it's really crispy. I love when the bottom of pizza's crispy. I don't like when it's soggy.
I will probably eat most things burnt.
Yeah.
I don't
cookies?
Know if something, I'll eat burnt cookies.
Oh, me too.
I'll eat anything burnt. Burnt toast?
Yeah.
I'll eat anything.
How burnt is too burnt?
Not burnt enough to where butter won't fix it. I'll put enough butter on there to where like
it doesn't matter.
It's still buttery.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the times where it's like fully... It's so hard that the butter doesn't do anything and it stays hard.
I'm not saying it's great, but I'm saying I will eat it.
Yeah. You know, there's not much I won't put in my mouth when I'm hungry.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
The hard toast. Emily's over there struggling. We got really high. So it's just you and me now.
We out here. The Spider-Man meme.
I just whip out a Smirnoff Ice. Like,
bro, if I got iced on here, this would be the meanest podcast ever.
I should have done that. I should have, after you told us that story,
I'm
just secretly ordered GoPuff and just done it.
That would have been a bold move.
Would you have gone mad?
It would have started war. No,
really?
No, I wouldn't get mad. No, but we would never, it would never end. I can see 20 years from now, you're getting iced every day. Yeah, look.
Oh, war. You're a petty bitch.
Oh, yeah. War with me is not fun. I'm very petty. It's so fun. I'd rather...
So not. What's the pettiest thing that you've done?
I put poop in a mailbox.
Your poop?
Yeah.
You took a shit into a bag?
Into
or
a newspaper sleeve.
And then you...
And I put it... So then you grab the bottom of it and then you flip it so that it's like a glove and then you put it in a mailbox and I...
So when they pull it out, the shit goes everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
What did they do to you?
It was very petty. They parked in front of my house, and I didn't like that. And I had told them like 5 times, like, "Hey, you can't park here, like, because I have to park here. This is my parking spot." And they kept doing it. So I was like, "I'm gonna poop in your mailbox, bro."
You threatened them, like,
no, we did
I
it.
Told them I was going to poop in the mailbox.
Oh.
I told, and then they tried. They tried me. They parked in my parking spot.
And now you have to do it.
I'm saying, I understand saying it out loud. I'm in the wrong. I'm a crazy person. But also, you parked in my parking space, dude.
I mean, I guess you did warn them.
Hey, I gave you plenty of opportunities to not do the thing you kept doing.
You know,
sometimes you just gotta shit on them.
You gotta shit on them.
Oh, nothing was worse in Boston. I mean, you don't have this here, like in Tampa, because we don't have snow here. But in Boston, you put a like chair or a cone in front of your parking spot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because during the snowstorms, it gets so bad that people don't want to shovel out their like shovel out a spot, so they take your spot. And one time, I remember, not only did they take my spot, they took my fucking like chair, my beach chairs. Like I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" And I had spent the whole morning, like 4 hours, shoveling out this spot.
And neither of us had winter jackets.
No.
Or mittens or gloves, nothing. We were just raw dogging.
We were raw dogging it with like...
But you also lived in the snow. Yeah. I have no sympathy for people who live in shitty climates. It's just like, you can move. There's so many other places.
You can't move when you're poor.
Yes, you can. Homeless people do it all the time. You just catch a bus, figure it out. I would rather do that than live in like Buffalo. It's so cold. It's so gross.
So you're from Florida?
Yeah.
You would never live in a cold state?
I've lived in Michigan, Missouri, Baltimore, Alabama, and Texas. And I lived in LA for a year and a half.
How old are you?
Damn.
I was a kid when we were bouncing around. Like, I didn't go to the same school until high school.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Why'd you bounce around?
My brother was a savage.
What'd he do?
He just kept getting in trouble. Like, he was the first kid to bring, like, cigarettes to school. Like, he was that dude. He would always get in trouble, and then we would just move, and then something would happen. My mom would get in a relationship that would be weird, and then we'd have to move. And, yeah, my mom was getting stalked, dude.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's some weirdos.
Is Alabama, she okay?
We got stalked. There's a dude who just kept coming to the house. We were like, there's one day where my mom just goes, "We have to leave." And we go, "We know why." We were like, "Yeah, because fucking Brad, dude."
Oh, it's man.
Brad's out here wild. He's in the window.
I feel like that reminds me of like a movie or like a TV show. That's like the start of, I don't know, the crazy shit that happens
it's
on the adventure.
It's the start of like a murder doc for
yeah.
sure. Yeah. Like or if we didn't move, we were going to get murdered.
Maybe you're Harry Potter.
Yeah, I have quite
you're the
a few
chosen
scars.
One.
I'd rather just get a scar.
Honestly, I think you could rock it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me. I could rock a lightning bolt scar.
In case you were wondering.
Instead of like the Mike Tyson tattoo, I just get the lightning bolt.
What if you did have the Mike Tyson tattoo?
Has anybody done that? Has anybody
I feel like I've seen somebody else with it.
Bolt?
Oh.
A Harry Potter lightning bolt? I don't know. You have to be
like,
pretty.
I feel like those are two different people, right? The person who's willing to get a face tattoo and the person who's a Harry Potter nerd enough to get a lightning bolt tattoo.
And the Venn diagram is you. You yeah, are in the middle.
Yeah, I'm both.
Did you guys see Scar Girl on TikTok?
Scar yes,
the drama.
Oh my god. So there was this girl who got a scar on her face, and then it sort of started healing and going away, and then it would come back like weeks later, even bigger and like darker and redder, and then it would go away again.
I know an abusive relationship when I see one.
It's like the same scar though, but every time it'd be angled a teeny bit different. So people were lining up the videos being like,
"Oh, she's
like
she's
is she lying?"
Scar.
And she's yeah. like, "No, I'm not lying." And it went so viral that everyone was like, "Scar Girl's definitely lying." It was like the conspiracy of like the scar.
But also the idea of being Scar Girl is crazy. Like that's your identity is your scar.
You can get known for shit on the internet so fast. Like if you go mega viral.
Oh, the backpack
kid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you like, and once people know you for that, it's so hard to like switch it because they're always going to refer back to how they know you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
Like if Charlie, the kid who bit his brother's finger, Charlie came back to the internet. Finger. Charlie.
The only problem is that like he did that as a kid. So like if you remember that that's him without him telling you, you're a creeper.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's weird.
I wouldn't even know him.
Yeah. So it's like yeah. I've seen the videos of like I wouldn't recognize little Terrio out in public now. I wouldn't be like, "Ooh, kill him." Ooh.
I feel like I wouldn't be able to recognize most Disney stars now as adults.
See, I was a Disney fanatic, so I could probably be like, that's more serious.
They literally look different, though. I swiped through one of those things where it was like, then now.
Yeah, but they always pick, like, the worst then-now, like, comparisons.
Yeah.
They're like, then, and it's, like, them, like, happy. That's their, like, headshot. And then now, and they're just, like, mid-crack pipe.
Like Wizards true. Of Waverly Place is coming back.
Oh, my God.
And they're, like, trying to decipher who's going to be in the reboot based on who posted about it.
Yeah.
And one of the main stars is now a porn star. He's like, "Hey, guys, yeah. don't think I'm probably going to be invited back."
No. He was Zeke on Wizards of Waverly Place, right?
Did he date one of the girls?
He dated Harper.
Oh, interesting. So mm-hmm. he wasn't like a big character.
He was like one of the like reoccurring side characters.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I've seen so many of them like
and he
now...
started on OnlyFans. There goes my Disney career.
I think Disney is buying Pornhub. That's what I heard.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Nah, fire. That's real weird.
That's
real sus.
Let me
Google that.
To be fair, they have so much money crazy. That like they're just diversifying their income. Like I completely get it.
Children's films and porn. What else would you want to diversify your income in?
That's some like fucking weird trafficking shit. How many people go missing in Disney a year?
Does that happen?
Oh,
a
like
lot?
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot
it's like
of
a big
kids.
Conspiracy. We're like.
Like
a lot
the underground
of the employees
tunnels.
There have to like sign like NDAs as far as like if anything happens on the premises, you cannot discuss it, you cannot this and that. Like there's people who die every year at that theme park or go missing and get abducted and all these things. But like Disney sweeps all that under the rug. They have unlimited money.
Yeah.
They have so
you
much
take
money.
One wrong turn in one of their things, you're in a secret tunnel and they can abduct you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like they could...
I would have got so quick as a kid.
How did I not get got?
I don't know.
Was I too ugly to get kidnapped?
I feel like that's what I wonder too. I'm like, was I not cute enough as a kid?
To get trafficked?
No, I was adorable. And then puberty hit.
I saw different reports.
What?
Some people were like, yes, they bought them in 2018 or 2019. And then some people were like, no.
But is there a company that owns Disney that also owns Pornhub and they're connected through that?
It could be something like that.
Yeah. Or like Disney owns a company that owns Pornhub. So it's like a couple removed.
Yeah.
How do we find that out?
They have so much money. But like one of the funniest things I ever heard was like if you record a sex tape that you don't want getting out there, you just play Disney music in the background so that it'll always get taken down for copyright.
Like what Disney song would you listen to fuck?
Ooh.
If you had to choose a Disney song.
Let's get down to business.
To defeat.
That's a good one. My first thought was The Lion King. Just because it's very upbeat.
It's the circle.
To win you. To meet you.
That's how he fucks.
Yeah, and then
no.
I don't even get to like the chorus.
It's just all the animal noises. You're like, you're acting them out.
What would I do? Oh, I'm almost there because I'm almost there. I'm almost there. Keep going.
The sea, or like under the sea.
Get under this pussy.
It'd be fitting for me, I guess.
That's true.
With the red hair.
I was trying to think of other Disney songs. I guess it is a good thing that I don't know a bunch of them off the top of my head. It's a small world.
What if your girl just starts singing that?
Oh, God.
I'm still going to come. Like, you think this is going to deter me? I'm going to be upset about it later. But
yeah, we're still fucking right now.
Yeah, right. That's tomorrow's problem.
Has a woman ever said anything to you that to this day you still remember, like it affects you? Do you know what I'm saying?
Like during sex?
Like maybe sex or in, yeah.
Or in an argument?
I'm sure it's happened for sure. But off the top of my head, I'm not like, well, this bitch, I got a little butt. Like,
I remember my little sister to one of my exes, like growing up, my sister was like, I don't know, 8. She was like, called him ugly and said he had bad acne. She was just like a little kid, and I think she was kidding when I tell you for like 8 years he remembered that she said that to him. I was like, oh
damn,
to the core. Kids,
I've definitely heard things that have stuck with me. My crush in high school, I went to gym class and I went to lunch and I didn't shower after and I forgot to put on deodorant. Bro, I got cooked.
Really?
She was like you smell, and I was like, I'll never forget that broke me.
Oh
yeah, I double deodoranted every day. I was like, I'm gonna chapstick this shit up. Like, yeah.
I remember my mom wouldn't when I got my period, so I'm like 13. My mom wouldn't let me get like pads or anything. She like didn't provide like anything for me.
The necessities.
And just kinda left just kinda like left me to figure it out. So she's like, oh, if you wanna use it, you have to learn how to use a tampon, you'll just use mine. And I'm young and I don't know. My mom had like super tampons or super plus tampons. I should be using light or regular as like a young kid. Mm. Oh. But that's all I had because my mom was abusive and shit. So I went to school and one day a super plus tampon fell out of my bag. And I remember this guy told everyone and they all made fun of me. And they were like, Jamie has a wide set vagina. Like, what's the mean girl's comment?
Oh my
you have a
God.
Wide set vagina and a heavy flow. You know what I'm saying? So they'd be like, Jamie is a big pussy. And that like stuck with me. And I was like, do I have a big pussy? Like, oh, and I was just like, they don't know that this is all I have.
That's brutal. Yeah. It's also weird that the guy would see that and immediately know and how to use that as ammo.
And that same guy got dared to make out with me during Truth or Dare. I've told the story before, so I'll keep it brief. But he used all three chickens on me, and then they dared him again, so we had to do it. And then he was so embarrassed because I had a bowl cut. He told everyone I made out like a dead cat.
What an insult.
And everyone was like, Jamie's wants a vagina, makes out like a dead cat.
I can't believe he used all three on you, and then the fourth one, you were like, got your ass.
He was really popular and hot, too, so I literally was like, yep.
Gotta do it. That's literally every nerdy dude
I was,
ever.
Like, so excited, and he was just like, no.
Every nerdy dude's place, spin the bottle, is like, all of these are great options, and then somebody's like, no, I'm not gonna do that. And they're like, come on, you have to. It's the rules.
Yeah. Why did I never play spin the bottle as a kid?
Oh, we did everything. We were savages. All of the 7 minutes in heaven, the spin the bottle. We played Manhunt with a...
Oh, I love Manhunt.
Yeah, we played everything.
Did you ever jerk off with your boys?
How does Manhunt turn into
something? Jerk off with the boys? Yo, why did you say that? Just bring up a suppressed memory, dude.
What?
You jerked off with the boys.
We didn't jerk off together, but me and my best friend, we had found like porn at the same time. And it was on... Our older brothers were both like 6-7 years older than us. So like they had it on the computer. And it was just him and I at the house. And so like we're going through the computer and it was like hentai porn. And like that was like, that's not something that I was like, oh, that's what I, whatever. But like I was a kid and I like cartoons. And then so naked cartoons, I was like, this is kind of tight. Like these are the cartoons I watch every day. And now this is like a sexualized version of them. So we sitting there watching the cartoons and we didn't know how to jerk off. We were like so young to the point where we were just like, I think you just touch it. And you just touch it. So we both are like wearing gym shorts and we're just like next to each other looking at the computer, just like moving it around for a while.
That's so funny.
And then after like 20 minutes, we were just kind of like, I think I did it. And I was like, I think I did it too. And they were just like, all right, cool. And we just never talked about it again.
I feel like so many guys have that. With girls, there was a lot of like...
Did y'all ever moon each other?
Yeah.
So mooning was fun because you'd be like, ah, that's a butt cheek. Ah, you got him. And then we took it a step further and we'd like flash dicks. And then, that got real weird.
I feel like guys are so gay.
We used to do that on like the way up to church camp. Like we were on separate buses and people would moon each other on the church camp buses.
Yeah. Butts are hilarious.
Butts are so
funny. Butts are hilarious.
Mooning and all of that stuff is so funny.
Yeah.
What do you think about, I thought like the Natasha Leggero flashing, taking her tits out to come on stage. That was amazing.
It was great. And like the people who were like, oh, she has to do that to be funny.
To be funny, I'm like, shut up.
But you also go, that in itself proves you're funny. That is a funny thing to do because it's kind of inside baseball, the thing that like, because Bert takes his shirt off and this and that, and following that, it's almost like it's a jab to be like, you keep doing this, nobody else does this, but it's like, imagine if a woman did this and she does it. And of course the internet reacted how it reacted, but it's like, this is a bold move and it's very funny and she is funny. So it's the two things just coincided. Like,
no, she's so funny. I thought that was so cool.
I loved the jacket too. Cool. Like she had swag doing jacket. It. I'm like, mm-hmm. She came out like a boss,
Fire. You
know?
Yeah.
We saw Nikki Glaser do that at Burt's Fully Loaded. So like she came out, I think she was third. And then she kept her bra on, but she like took it off and she was doing stuff. She was like, you know what? This is really weird now. Yeah. And like put the shirt on or whatever. But it was funny.
I've been asked to take my shirt off a couple times on stage. And I'm like, the second you
do girls that, like in the audience.
Yeah. The second you do it, it's like it changes everything. Like it's no longer comedy anymore because it's distracting. So like Bert at least does big belly and it's in the beginning and everybody's just kind of like, ah. If I take my shirt off, everybody's going to be like, why that? What's that? Is that fucking Tony Montana? And you're just like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There, Bert has like a vibe that's like.
Drunk uncle.
Yeah.
He just needs his shirt off and I get it.
I always have my shirt off. Like even when I was a kid, pre-tattoos, pre-everything, I was just running around in gym shorts. Like that was just my entire life. And then so, especially when I started getting tattoos, I'd go to parties and I was the first person with my shirt off. It could be freezing out and I was just hoard up, dude. I'd just take my shirt off and just be at a party shivering, just being like, this is crazy. I feel so good. And everybody's like, you're cold. And I'd be like, no, I'm not. I wanted attention so bad.
I'm fine.
I feel like we all wanted attention. I feel like all the kids in high school who like really just were crying out for attention, we became something. That like our job.
We found the attention.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know,
it's never enough attention.
Why did you want the attention? What was lacking?
Because I always just felt like my older brother was like the coolest person in the world. And so like every time we'd go out or we'd do something, he was just the guy. And then I felt neglected. And I was always just kind of a weirdo. So I was like, I got to kind of go above being a weirdo and try to be a little like crazy. So like I was the dude jumping off the roof into the pool, like doing all the weird shit. Like,
you do give me MGK cars. Vibes. And I wasn't even like, I didn't see it at first.
That's when everything changed. Everything it was the MGK Wild Boy and Wiz Khalifa era of like skinny dudes with tattoos were on, mm-hmm. and that was like 10th, 11th grade. And I go, this is it.
You're like, this is it.
This is our resurgence. Like, this is our fucking come up.
Yes.
So my juice went through the roof. Like,
like, this is my moment.
I can't wait to meet Machine Gun Kelly one day just to be like, you don't know what you did for the culture. Like, for skinny dudes.
You put me on the map.
Wild Boy, like, as soon as Wild Boy comes out, every party I go to, they go, do it. You know what I mean? Like, be guy. Like,
be that guy.
Be the Wild Boy. So, like, you know, you kind of just take your shirt off. You fucking chug a Four Loko. And everybody's like, you're the man. So, like, it changed an era. And the amount of, like, women who wanted me from that time on was better than previously. Like, previously, yep. It was just kind of like, Cam likes Harry Potter's a fucking nerd. And then after that, everybody was kind of like, you have that in you. And I was like,
you got
if
that
that's
dog.
How I win, that's how I fucking win.
That's
like,
how
I'm doing
I do
that.
It. Yeah. I think that's crazy because, like, fuck, I hit a point. Now I forget. I'm so high. Oh, the era. Oh, so, like, that's what, you know who Tana Mongeau is, the YouTuber? She's, mm-hmm. like, blonde hair. She, like, dated Jake Paul. She's in the Jake Paul.
She's the one who fake married him.
Yeah, she fake married him. She was, like, the first person. I would just, like, I guess for my generation to be crazy and just capitalize on her crazy stories. And when I saw her do that, because I had already been judged for like being like crazy in my family life, that I when she did it, I was like, oh, this is how I do it.
Yeah.
And I made it my mission to just be like, judge me however you want. I'm going to tell my stories and be crazy because it's content. Isn't like, I've literally thought like, that since a young age.
But the people who don't live that life and people who don't have wild stories or anything, you realize that like they are so envious of not having it, mm-hmm. that they go, I can't believe you do that. And you go, you're mad you didn't have more fun.
Yeah.
You're mad you don't have any stories.
Why not just live a little?
The lamest shit in the world is talking to somebody who has nothing to offer. As far as like no life experience, no stories, no nothing. My friend was telling me, he's talking to this girl and her kind of kink was hearing him talk about his trauma because she didn't have any.
Oh.
So she would just kind of enjoy hearing him talk about like how his mother passed away and how his brother's, you know, kind of a wild, crazy person. And so like he would tell her all these things and she would just be like into it. She'd just be like, yeah, like kind of dig deeper, like twist the knife of like, yeah, how did that affect you emotionally and all these things? Because her life was so regular and plain of like,
she needed to feel something. She was like living.
She lived through his.
That's like trauma porn.
Ooh, yeah. It's like a trauma
weird.
Waterboarding, dude. It's like, yeah, tell me
she's
more.
She's feeding
about
off that negative that's energy, so which weird. Is kind of crazy.
Wow. And like, it's crazy to think that that person exists that like never went through anything. Like, could you trust a person that doesn't have any scars?
No.
You didn't fall off a bike. You didn't headbutt
somebody.
How do you
know things? I feel like the whole point we're on this planet is to have experience. Like, from experience, you learn. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, why else are you... We're not here to sit and work and, like, stay in our houses. You're here to live.
Pretty much the whole pandemic. I took a total of maybe 2 weeks off.
Wait.
Doing shows?
Doing shows.
Like, sold out shows?
They were good. They were good shows. A lot of colleges, a lot of corporate gigs, a lot of like different things. So like every time a
wasn't
city
things
would open
shut
up,
down though,
but cities would open up. Like you remember like the CDC was like, okay, this is shut down. You can't do this indoor, outdoor events only this and that.
Yeah.
Every time they'd open up and do a show, I'd go do it. And then as soon as I'd leave, they'd shut down again. I just got randomly lucky where like work just kept coming in because nobody else was taking the shows. Everybody else was like, no, I'm staying home. I have a family. I got this and that. Like people who lived in LA and New York weren't leaving because they took it so seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Florida. Like I will just go anywhere. I don't care. So Texas did a bunch of stuff in Texas because they didn't really care either.
Shit.
And then I would just go up to all these different states and the shows were a little weirder, but like because they were wanting to go out and do, you know, any event just because they were so sick of being in the house, they were kind of fire. Like, even though people would have their masks on and stuff, you still like have a good time. So,
that's
like,
so cool,
yeah. But I didn't get to really pandemic, like, I didn't get to just like kick it. Like, I kind of want that.
I wasn't really kicking it either. I went to like underground warehouse parties and
oh, yeah, we did a bunch
did
of
all
parties.
That.
Yeah, we partied a bunch. So, like, the dude I was living with, he had a boat membership. So the boat club didn't shut down until like the end of the pandemic, like towards like the most serious part of it. But like for the vast majority of the beginning of it, we still were just going on the boat. Just boating it up.
Well, I went down to Miami for the first time ever in September. So we shut down in March. September, that's like everything was still shut. A lot of people were still shut down. Yeah. And I was here for a week and I was in mansion parties and on yachts. And I was like, oh my God, everyone's just living here. It's like nothing exists. It's like a La La Land. And I had to go back home and I was like, Emily, we have to move.
It's kind of such a fire bond when you would see somebody else outside though. Like somebody else who just didn't give a fuck, and you just be like, "Oh yeah, hey, yo, me too." Like you both just outside, like
I was such a Emily cool vibe. Hated me. I was so bad.
Oh my God, my fucking job hated me because every week I'd be like, "I think we have COVID, Jamie might have got COVID, we might be dying."
We just kept going to the strip club. Strip clubs were like considered essential, like businesses.
Shut up,
for real. So we just kept like going there, and my roommate would just keep getting COVID. Because we'd be there for like 6 hours and he would just get it, and then he would just be sick in the room for like a week and a half, and I would just be chilling,
and then a week and a half later you'd go back to the strip club
pretty much
and get it again.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Wow.
Were people getting COVID a lot down here?
People were saying they had COVID a lot, but also most of the people who got COVID from down here were like transplants. Like they all would come here because they were like, oh,
yeah, they don't have that Florida immunity.
They don't got it. The immunity down here is for real. It's the same way like when you go down to Mexico and they go, don't drink the water. It's like, yeah, they're built like that. Like Florida immunity is crazy.
I'm not built like that.
I got COVID once, and it was at the very, very beginning before everybody else got it. I was in LA and I had it. I was on an air mattress for like a week and a half. It was like 10 straight days of just me not moving off this air mattress. My friend was like, bro, you're in LA. You're supposed to, you know, we're supposed to go to shows and do this and that. I was like, I can't explain to you how I feel right now.
I can't move.
I was like, yeah. This feels terrible. And then so we didn't know that it was COVID at that time. Like it was still the Wuhan. You know what I mean? It's still like being talked about and joked
so
about.
You got it in like December of 2019?
February.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So like it really started hitting everybody in March. So like I came back to Florida around like March 2nd, something like that, because I spent my birthday in LA. I was there for like 2.5-3 weeks. And so most of that was spent being sick.
When's
with
your birthday?
COVID. February 28th.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
I'm Pisces? About to be. Yeah. 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 Don't remind me. I'm going to die, dude. I'm halfway there.
I'm the 17th.
There's no way I make it to like 60. Why? 60 sounds crazy to me. Are you serious?
Really?
I'm from Florida. I have asthma. I eat like 2 Hot Pockets a day. I'm a garbage human. There's no way I see 60.
I feel like you're one of those people that you're just going to survive.
Yeah, that's what like, I mean. Like, you're just
going to keep going.
It's going to be like, you're going to be like, why am I not dead yet?
Yeah. I'm the guy who's like, just the old guy who's like, he should have came and got me a long time ago.
Yeah. You're on a rocking chair.
I see you like
Father
with a cane,
time is delayed.
Still eating 7-Eleven hot dogs in like
yeah,
50
and everybody's
years.
Like, man, how old is he? And they're like 52.
Or you're like 100 years old and you're like, my entire diet was Cumberland Farms fucking taquitos or something.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much how I've lived to this point. And it's catching up to me quickly.
It caught up to me. I used to eat nothing but fried chicken tenders.
I still do.
And that's fries. Not a bad life. And it literally, I got gallbladder issues in college. Like, I was hospitalized and stuff.
Oh, I did have my gallbladder.
I eat the same
out.
As like a 10-year-old boy, where it's just like chicken nuggets, mac and cheese, Doritos, hot
pockets.
So
Emily cooked you a gourmet meal this morning.
Yeah, the eggs and toast, fire. that to me, I wept.
Do you eat vegetables?
I'm not a vegetable person. I will eat them because I know I need them, but I'm not like, oh, this is my favorite vegetable. I'm a fruit person.
Oh.
I like pretty much all fruits.
Yeah, we could show you some good Brussels sprouts.
Really good Brussels sprouts.
Straight, you know, the green.
No, you don't understand.
It's like when you had COVID, you don't understand
but
until
you put
you've
them
been
with
through
like,
it.
Do you butter them? Like,
No, Asian style, crispy Brussels sprouts. You like hard things? You said you liked crispy.
You like crunchy. Some hard.
Yeah.
Hard,
we'll
the better.
Some hard Brussels sprouts. Some crispy.
Little hard
put
Brussels.
A little butter on that. You won't even be able to tell.
These Brussels are so hard, dude.
We're going to shove it in your mouth.
All right. Do you have any, like,
you have any weird fantasies?
What are your deep, yeah, what do you Google when no one's looking?
What's your last Google search?
Pretty sure it was the Disney by Pornhub. So boom, got out of that unscathed.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, no, I always get afraid with like searching certain things because I'm like, I definitely have to be on a list.
I think that too.
One of the weirdest things I ever Googled, I'm a big memorabilia person. And
Nazi memorabilia.
I looked up like how much a Hitler autograph is just because I'm like, it's got to be rare. Like he didn't, there's no way he signed a bunch of things. So somebody has an official Hitler, like what's it worth? So I looked that up and I was like, damn, they're going to think I'm with the Klan, dude. They're going to think I'm down with the gang.
But how much was it worth?
It's just, you're doing research.
I couldn't even find one. Then again, I looked on eBay. So maybe they're not available.
Probably not the place. You need to go some like historic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't ask a member.
Now you definitely look like you're in the Klan.
Oh man!
I was trying to see what they don't have that on an episode of Pawn Stars. Okay, I didn't know what it was valued at. I didn't know if it was like 100,000 or like a million. Or
I feel like it's worth a pretty penny.
I mean, but then again, whoever's buying it has to be like a fan.
Isn't that crazy? But you know, the person who owns, I think it's Coca-Cola right now, found the deed at a yard sale.
What?
She was at a yard sale, got like this box or something, and in the box was the deed to like Coca-Cola. I swear this is a thing.
That's insane.
And now like it's either that or
that just makes me want to go to yard
sales. Or there's something. Hold on, might not be Coca-Cola. I'm gonna look it up. You guys chat.
You can deed a company.
I was always wondering like, how long would it take for you to go to yard sales and flea markets and all these places and just sort through junk to find something that cool.
Ready?
See, my parents used to do that shit and they never found anything.
You guys ready for this? Tony Marone's family claims Coca-Cola stock certificate bought at garage sale worth $130 million. One man's trash is another man's $130 million Coca-Cola stock certificate. In 2008, the now deceased Tony Marone bought a number of documents at a garage sale for around $5. One, which was the stock certificate for the oil company Palmer Union. Then discovered the company's successor is Coca-Cola and claimed that the certificate represented 1.8 million shares of the company.
So this is what's so crazy about that entire story is that the person whose yard sale this was had a box of documents that they're like, I do want to buy this paperwork. Like, could you imagine that? Like, I've had yard sales. I've cleaned up. I've never seen a box of papers and went, you think somebody will buy these piece of paper?
I would want to shred that shit before they can find out my personal information.
Yeah, it's wild. And then
sometimes you don't even know what you have and it's in something else. Or
but then the guy being willing to pay for other people's documents is also crazy.
Oh, I'm nosy as shit.
To sit down and go through all those documents and be like, this one might be something.
That's like my ideal afternoon, going through somebody else's personal information. Like, for $5, that's a great investment right there. Okay.
I mean, if it was legal, I'd go through everyone's mail.
Yeah, I really would.
I've always wanted to do the unclaimed luggage things.
Yeah, and just search through shit.
Oh, no, I just heard about like unclaimed like money you can collect from the government. Oh, but yeah, I didn't know that you could just go through luggages.
So there's distribution centers, yeah, like around the country that it's like unclaimed mail or packages or luggage. So after a certain amount of time, they go, that people will send them to these places, and for like $20 or $50, you can take something. You don't know what's in it until you take it home.
Oh,
and it's like a mystery thing. Sometimes you get really cool shit, sometimes you don't get anything.
I feel like I'd find a dead body.
Yeah, it's like gambling or something.
I think I would find a dead body. Like something in
a
horrific.
In a briefcase?
Yeah, it would just be my luck.
That'd be kind of fire.
A severed head.
That'd be kind of... Oh, man. The show I did last night in Sanford, they had a gator head in the freezer. Like a legitimate alligator head.
Just for fun? Like, why?
I don't know. But, like, I'm not going to lie. It was one of the most terrifying things I've ever seen in my life.
You were like, I fuck around at this place, my head's next.
Oh, my God.
Not even that. Just, like, being that close to... And it was, like, a big head. This was
How big? Show us.
The head is about like at least this, because the freezer was a double freezer. So it's one of those ones where you pull up like this. It was in a like a trash bag, one of those like black hefty bags. And so I like peel it because the dude told me it was in there and I was like, no way. So I like real sketchy, like open it to see. This thing's bad. Like this is when you see that animal that close, that big. Because I've messed with like little baby gators because like they're all over Florida. But like, you know, they're cute and cuddly, whatever. But when you see a head like this big.
You're like, that's a big boy.
Yeah, where you go, he ate whatever he wanted. Like, he was dead.
He'd eat you.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Oh, he could get you, yeah.
Oh, did you hear about that old lady in Florida who just died at a nursing home, like a senior living area, because she was by the water and was dragging something and a gator came out and ate her?
I feel like I would get that.
So the family's suing now.
Did you ever see Lake Placid?
No.
No.
It's a movie. It's an alligator movie. Oh. But like, there's an old lady who's, she's the one, you find out the end that she's the one who's feeding them. She was the one that, like, the gators were, like, her babies. And so, like, she's at the end of the dock, and they're, like, nibbling on her toes, and they're, like, it's crazy. So, like, when you said the old lady got eaten, and I was like, that's the lady who was feeding them. They want you to, they bend in the news.
Yeah, and then it chased after her, and it was a big boy. And there was no way she was running.
I would pay all of my money to see a video of her running from this gator.
There is. I have one. I just watched it. I was going to bring it up today.
Wait.
Which means it's even funnier if it's not like a security cam video, but it's just like a dude like
this. He has a GoPro drone. He's like,
that's crazy.
Oh, God. I feel like I got so high.
Why is old lady gator attack like, and rest in peace in her soul, but here.
It's been searched a billion times.
It looks like it's fake, like, but it, like, it's not, which is really sad. R.I.P. grandma. No,
the funniest part is that
video, she was walking her dog.
Yeah, but the video just shows like the water moving, like clearly gator under the water moving towards them. She's oblivious to this, but the video stops right before the gator actually comes out.
Like, that's not the right one, because there's one where it like literally chases her. They probably don't want to show it.
But also, that was filmed.
Did you see it right next to her?
It was right up at her ankle.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, yep. Oh. Damn, they stopped it right before it got
It said, fuck the dog, and went straight for grandma.
Yeah, I would go for the bigger
option,
somebody
else
too.
Recorded that video.
If you were to... All right, would you rather die by a gator or a shark?
Gator.
Why?
Gator, 100%. Gator will do the death roll. I know, like, way too much about animals. So the gator will do the death roll and intentionally try to kill you, like, quickly. Mm-hmm. Sharks don't eat, like, people. Sharks don't want to eat people. So the thing is, the shark will bite you, maybe bite you again, but its whole thing is...
You'll die from bleeding
you're
out.
You're already dying.
And you're just in the ocean. Like, you can get gator on the shore. But, like, I guess you can get bit by a shark. But
so how fast does it take for you to die by gator?
Very quickly. Yeah, once they grab you, they'll death roll. Sometimes you get lucky and they'll like grab your arm, death roll, and just rip that shit off, and then you can try.
Death roll is where they like literally roll and rotate you and thrash you around so that you're like stunned and disoriented.
But gators are more beatable than sharks, because a gator, if you can get their mouth closed, they have no like jaw power to
really?
Like their jaw power to close is incredible, but if their jaw power to open, they can't.
So they gotta get on the hip abductor.
Like if you could just get them by the mouth, they can't do shit. That's why if you ever see like at Gatorland or anything, they always kind of straddle them and they grab them by the top, because then they don't have enough momentum to roll and they can't open their mouth. So that's when the gators are pretty just kind of like, all right, you got me, bro. Whereas like sharks.
There's no helping.
I would go to grab the top and then he'd get me.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, fuck.
Yeah, it's definitely not like I'm not saying it's an easy task, but if you can do it, they're done. So like sharks, I heard if you like... like nuzzle their nose, they go to sleep, like they turn
tonic
over.
Immobility.
Yeah
don't damn. Even get me started
we
on
had
sharks,
a, we
okay?
had a gator as a pet, a family member of mine, so we used to go take care of him all the time, go to illegal reptile shows.
I just do also feel like gator is the most Florida way to go, so I think that helps, and it's also just kind of cooler
than a shark.
Yeah, they're very close, they're both dope animals, but I just think it's slightly more dinosaur, you know what I mean, like it feels more dinosaur than shark.
Sharks coming out of the water, though. Well, I guess alligators come out of the water, too. But, like, sharks are a menace of
sharks
the ocean.
But, like, their whole thing is to kill other animals. Like, anytime they've killed a human, they're kind of like, hey, my bad, bro. Like,
yeah. I wonder if, do you think animals like that feel bad?
No.
Do you think they have conscious thought?
No.
There's nothing in there. They're just, like, food?
Yeah.
But then you see, like, people become friends with, like, gorillas and stuff. Which they say that,
wow,
like, they
gorillas.
Would tear you. Do you know what I'm saying? And
there,
then
you know what? There are animals with emotions.
Did you see Coco? The one who they taught sign language to?
And then the cat died. And then Coco was, like, heartbroken.
And then her trainer, like, came to see her as she was dying, and she said, love you, and then died or something like that.
You know what? I flipped my entire answer. Animals definitely have feelings. Like, they definitely, yeah.
But where does that draw, like, where does it?
I think certain animals.
Because I feel like fish shark, don't have feelings. I feel like there are sharks that remember certain individuals, too. Like, I feel like they have memory. And if they remember you as something good, like, if you're able to build that, like, say you're in the water with that same shark all the time. Do you know what I'm talking about? Same thing with an alligator. You see people, like, can talk to alligators and like tap them. The alligator recognizes them.
I think shark and alligator are probably the two furthest from like the animals that I think would have.
I'm just trying to like be like, no, I could befriend an alligator.
Gorilla, like apes in general, they're more sentient. Yeah, they're so sensitive. Like it, like they remember everything. Elephants, dolphins.
That elephant that found that lady that. I forget what that lady did, but the elephant found her and hunted her down like over a very far thing and then killed her once. Like it was like months later.
A friend of mine was raised in Guyana and he told me about these snakes. These snakes are insane. And the snakes, I forget the name of them, but they pair off male, female for the rest of their life. That is their partner. That is it. They are a duo. Mm-hmm. They go everywhere together. And if you kill one of them, the other snake spends its entire life tracking you down across continents. Like, if you were anywhere in this vicinity, that snake spends every ounce of its thoughts on finding you.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
That is beautiful.
I think I want
that kind of love.
I want that.
It's also terrifying. Well, imagine you accidentally kill the snake and you go, I'm going to die. Like, this snake is going
to... Like, you run it over by accident.
Yeah, oh. Like, if you were just... whacking down weeds in a bush and then you get it and then that other snake is like
you're like at your wedding, it's like the most important moment of your life and then your snake just comes out of nowhere and gets you.
I couldn't live with the pressure of like having to look behind my back all the time. That's why I can't do things that get me in
from
trouble.
A snake
just in general.
The
thought of somebody coming after me, I'm like,
I always think people are coming
me
after
too.
Me
too.
Yeah,
I'm convinced every time I come in the house alone that there are serial killers.
We used to live in like a shitty area. And so anytime I'd go home and I'd be like home first, like before my brother, before my mom, and it would just be me at the house, I would sit like with a knife, like on the couch.
Me too.
I would always have weapons like around and it'd be daytime. It'd be like 3 p.m. and I'd be like, anything can happen. And so sometimes I would sit there for hours waiting for somebody else to come home just so I could kind of like let my guard down.
Yeah.
And if I had to go to the bathroom, I would do the whole thing of like, if anybody's in this house, I'm armed and you will die.
That's so cute.
I remember when I had to walk alone at night, I would be so scared that something was like behind me. And so I would run. I would book it like really, really far. And I never wanted to like walk alone at night. And I would go into the middle of the road so that I wasn't near the side of the road.
I always thought that if I walked just like steady, confidently, that nobody would attack me. I was like, you can't get me if I'm walking at a steady rate, okay? Like,
guess, they will never catch me. Yeah, well, you survived.
I made it this far. So I feel like that's a pretty good...
I used to have to keep the cabinets all open because I thought gremlins were going to be inside my cabinets.
Whoa.
So if I was home alone, I would pull all like the shower curtains and I would open every cabinet, every door in the house so I could see.
I would always go like shower curtain and be like stabby motion just to like make sure.
Yeah. Sometimes I do like somersaults in the hallway and like come around like pretending I have a gun.
If I used to have to, when I peed, I would have to open the shower curtain just like, because I couldn't like pee with the shower curtain closed.
Y'all just reminded me, the only reason I got a cell phone in school was because there's a creeper in my area that was like abducting people. So my mom got me a phone and then I would always have like a butter knife with me like at the bus stop. I mean, I'll jab the shit out of you.
That's true.
You're going to have a contusion.
You with a butter knife is different than us with a butter knife,
I feel like. I feel like you could do damage.
Well, I'm going to go for your throat. I'm going to go for something that'll get something done.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to cut you with a butter knife. I'm trying to, like, poke you hard.
Oh, that would hurt.
Yeah, getting jabbed with a metal knife.
I feel like, though, using a butter knife to jab somebody is kind of like using, like, a erect penis. Like, you're just sexually assaulting these people as you walk around jabbing them. Just bring a dildo. Slap them in the face.
Have you been dick stabbed?
Yo, you've never been dick slapped in the face? I have. It's not fun.
Sometimes it's
I've
fun.
I've done it. It feels very mean. It feels very
like
mean.
I think it's always too. Like somebody like fucking with me that I'm like dating or something. And I'll be like down there and they go, like, I had to.
Most of the time people like do that to themselves like as like a sexy thing. And I always just kind of feel bad.
Oh, and they're like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like that?
We're like rubbing it on their face. And you're like, what are you doing? And they're like, you like that?
You're like, I'm supposed to like this. But also this feels very different than... It also feels like you're avoiding the task. Like,
oh, it's yeah. Procrastination.
It's procrastination.
It's such a delay.
They're like, if I distract them, they won't.
If I just hold it long enough, this is the job.
He'll think it's done.
That's why I just do a full set before I suck dick. I'm yeah. like, you're like, going to be laughing with me, okay?
It's like, did she give good head? She's like, I don't know. She held it for a long time.
Which I guess is great. Longest my penis has been held.
Is this thing on?
Should we play a game?
Yeah.
What do we play? Same, same, but different. I feel like you'd be good at same, same.
We should pee.
Pee really quick,
and by we I mean me, but if everyone wants to pee together, that's all.
I have to also pee, but well, okay, we'll do a quick little game like 5-8 minutes and then wrap up. What would you say?
Like, thanks for watching the kids.
Thanks for watching the kids. Wait,
yeah,
that's not you finding out you got cheated on.
Thanks for watching the kids.
I don't get it. Oh, like is that a pedophile joke?
It's not fun when you have to explain a pedophile joke.
Like, oh, your guys' brain didn't go there?
Oh, God. Oh. Explaining a pedophile joke seems way worse, bro.
Than just making one. Something you can say at Chuck E. Cheese and to your drug dealer. Bro, where's your kid at?
I feel like I've said that, like, don't you have kids?
How'd you get in here?
Are you here alone?
Where's your mom?
You can be like, I spent too much on this shit.
I shouldn't be here right now.
I shouldn't be here.
Right? I shouldn't be here
right now. Okay. Something you can say during your driver's test and when your cock ring gets stuck.
This doesn't usually happen.
Turn it all the way to get out.
I was going to say do a 360.
Yeah.
Did I pass?
Something you can say at the car wash and to your mistress. It's like a buy one, get one free wash. No.
I've never bombed a game before.
My wife hates when I come here.
This is just to get rid of the evidence.
This is a hard game. Every comic who comes on here is
well,
like...
the hard part is remembering both things.
Yes.
That's like, it's my, sober. It's a memory thing. Because at least if you have one thing, you can riff on one thing. When you have two things to make a middle ground, you're like, oh, fuck. You're like, have I ever been
intelligent? This has helped me riff, though, because it's helped me think of random scenarios and like think of things.
Yeah, the way my brain works, it goes, as soon as I hear one thought, my brain goes this way. And then I go, oh, now I have to correlate it with a second thing. You go, so the 10 things I thought, I have to find one common occurrence.
Yeah, this shit's hard. Something you can say to your cat and while sexting. Damn, why is this pussy so wet right now?
It's a nice pussy.
This is my pussy. It's my pussy.
Where'd you get that?
Is this purebred? No,
what are you eating off the floor right now?
It's pretty big.
I know. Oh, man, what a fat pussy. It's a fat kitty right there.
Wide set pussy.
Hey, fuck you. Okay. Just going to go jump off a bridge. All right, something you can say at the casino and during an orgasm.
God, this costs so much money.
Is that what you said the other night?
Hey, listen, that cost me nothing. But I did lose money that evening.
It doesn't feel as good when you lose.
Shouldn't be here. I feel like all of these
it's the same thing. Like, yeah, I hope my wife doesn't find out about this.
Oh.
I wish my friends were here. We should have recorded this. All right.
Wait.
All right, something you can say on the Titanic as it's sinking and when you walk in on your parents having sex. Well, at least this is going to end soon.
I wasn't expecting it to go down like this.
Oh, God.
something you can say to a retail employee.
I thought that was going somewhere else entirely. Okay. Different.
Something you can say to a retail employee and after you finish masturbating.
All right.
Do you all take Kohl's cash?
I'm like, I was picturing masturbating at the retail
at
employee.
At the retail store, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Do you like this? Do you like this?
So this is a Zoomies.
So it's Zoomies.
Yeah, can I use this coat hanger?
Something you can say while going through airport security and to a creepy guy hitting on you. Bro, that's my asshole.
The alarm didn't even beep, dude. Stop touching me.
Why is he going?
Alarms are going off. Why is he touching me?
Yeah. Stop touching me. You're
I didn't. I didn't consent to this.
Yeah. It's like full body cavity search. You're like, I didn't hear any alarms. They didn't flag anything. All right. Something you can say while jumping on a trampoline and during sex. Stop bouncing.
My tits look great right now.
This would be better if we stood still. Where'd you get this? Is this new?
Something you can say while pooping in the woods and in the movie theater at the 50 Shades of Grey premiere.
I'm so close.
I should have brought tissues.
I wish I had a wet wipe.
It's funny. I hope no one sees this.
Does anybody have a sock?
I feel a sense of shame after this.
I'm almost there.
Something you can say to someone who's crying and when you can't get hard.
That's usually why
this happens all the time.
Listen, just take the little blue pill, we'll feel better. Okay,
it's not me, it's you.
This all leads back to my mother.
Can we turn the music off? It's really distracting me.
Something you can say at your high school reunion and while shaving your pubes.
You guys said nobody else shaved.
Bringing it back.
What's the dress code for this party?
At your high school reunion, you look different when you shave.
You guys didn't think I'd make nothing of myself. Look at these balls.
That's exactly what I would say at my
Okay. Something you can say in your hot yoga class and after taking Viagra.
Those camel toes get me every time.
You and me both.
Somebody needs to stretch.
Oh. I'm definitely that person. I've gone on top and then my hips all crack and then they're like, they can feel it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm like, sorry.
You have that triple pop, that like right hip, left hip. Yeah. And then, like, you get that
I like try to like do a grind movement, but nothing moves because it's so tight. And I'm like, oh, I should have stretched before this.
And then my knees start popping. Oh, like,
I'm on top and my knees are back. And I'm like, yo, I can only stand in this for like a minute. I start losing circulation.
Yeah.
I always have this weird thing where I got to like pop my ankle. Like there's just certain points where I have to. So I'll like roll it and pop it. I know. And then so like I'll do that at the worst times and I'll just be like, I'm so sorry.
Like during sex?
It'll be at that a point where like off. I try to like hide it.
Like, you're like,
what's that over there? Pop it. Yeah, holding in a fart during sex is honestly the worst feeling.
Yo, especially it's when they're terrible. Eating you out.
Oh.
They've been down there and I'm like, do not press on my lower stomach to make this feel better because I'm going to shit on you. You know?
I've only had that during like doggy style where I feel like I'm going to shit. And I never have, but I've also never trusted my fart in doggy style.
I cannot trust a fart in doggy style. No.
That's bold.
That could go badly so fast.
I've definitely been tooted on.
Really?
Not pooted on, but, you know, definitely farted.
Farted in doggy style or another position?
Both.
Like farted or queefed?
Like doggy and while I was down there. No, queefs are different. You earn queefs. Knock all the air out of it.
Farts are given, yeah.
Yeah, farts is just a bodily thing. That's based on how your day was.
Sometimes, though, it sucks because, like, you're walking around all day and then you finally lay down. And if you're in a position where you're like this,
Yeah.
This is pushing down on the part that goes to your butthole on this side. There, I can't tell what's going to happen at that point.
Yeah, that's up to anybody.
It's Russian roulette.
That's between you and God.
Yeah. I'm like, every thrust is Russian roulette. But then I'm also not going to stop having sex just because I might.
Yeah, also, I don't trust a dude who's like, I'm out of here. Are you kidding? Like, it's a bodily function.
Oh, yeah.
It'll throw you off for a second, but like, hey, find your rhythm.
You ever been shitted on during anal?
No, shitted on, like, has it just explosively come out? No but like, have I pulled it out?
And
yeah. Like, that's
what do you do in that point?
Yeah, what do you do as a man?
You go straight to the shower. You take your L. You look up. You wash yourself. And then guess what? It's done. Like, it's not, you're not like, you don't make a big deal out of it. Like, it'd be weirder if you do that. You're like, oh! It's like, that's where that is. That's, you didn't, like, it'd be weird if you pulled out of, you know, a vagina and you were like, why is this here? This shouldn't be here right now. This, you know.
What if you fucked through her vaginal wall into her butthole wall?
Emily!
Is that possible?
Holy. The visual.
There's a divider.
I just
oh, the pizza.
I took it out.
Oh, we're good. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you could give advice to your younger self right now, what would it be?
Don't date.
Don't
sling
date.
Dick and prosper, dude. Like,
that's
sling
it?
Dick and prosper.
Sling dick and prosper.
That's a great motto, actually. That is a great motto.
All right.
Well, where can we find you slanging dick?
In what cities will you be slanging dick?
Well, I'll be in Philly on Tuesdays. I got Philly. I'll be in Idaho.
I'm a hoe.
Literally all over. It's like exhausting. I'm the hoe. Everybody knows.
That's so gay. Everyone fucking says that.
Well, we'll put your website in the description down below. Yeah. So if you're in any of his cities where he's torn, go check him out. He's moving to Austin soon.
Yeah.
We're going to miss you on this side of the world.
Come to Austin.
We're going to do a trip.
Just uproot. Come on.
Everyone keeps saying that. But I don't know. We're hearing things. We'll see. I love Miami. My mental health.
I feel like to Austin.
Do you think your mental health would thrive there?
Yeah.
Why?
I just do. Sometimes moving is the solution.
Emily's like, I just got to get up and go.
Just uproot.
I'm just starting to get situated here.
It's nice. I get why you'd want to stay.
Yeah. I love Florida. But I know Florida's for our career, beautiful. Eventually we're going to have to move. I would rather get better, one more year of getting better here.
It doesn't hurt you.
Before I go there, I feel like there's a stigma of having social media and like where I should be at. And it's like, hey, I realistically haven't been on stage for that long. So, like, I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I respect the wanting to elevate yourself and work on yourself and then move.
Yeah. Because I know, I feel like I'll get opportunities from the start because of social media
and
the
crush.
Network. But I don't want to get those and then not rise to the occasion. I want to be able to get them and be like, see, I do deserve it for that, like for being good.
For sure.
And being funny.
Yeah, no, I respect that.
I don't know.
I'm just ready to go.
But all right, what a great episode of Two Girls, One Blunt. We never did an intro, but you can find all the information in the description. We love you. Get high, get filthy, eat some ass this week. And we'll see you on Tuesday.
Yeah.
We love you.